The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I want to talk now about the protocol in Northern Ireland and Brexit and the possibility of trade wars. We talk about trade wars all the time, but I wonder how many of us understand exactly what they entail, how you define them and how they manifest themselves, how they hit us in the pocket. Before I get to that, just on this front, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, spoke to Euronews earlier today, and here's what he said following his conversation with his counterpart in the UK, their Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss.
But what we can't do is allow the UK to simply legislate unilaterally in a way that is illegal and undermines international law and therefore destabilizes the relationship between Britain and Ireland. And so, you know, that message, I think, was pretty clear from me today. I think that Liz Truss was listening to that, but she also outlined the firm view that the British government holds, which I believe is still extremely problematic.
Yeah, that was Simon Coveney speaking to Euronews after that meeting with Liz Truss. Of course, what some people suggest is that if Liz Truss and the rest of the British cabinet decide to unilaterally change the protocol or scrap it, they'll be in breach of international law and it sets us on a path for a possible trade war. But like I said, how many of us understand what that really entails? Martina Lawless is a research professor with the ESRI. Martina, I mean, first of all, before we talk about the specific situation here, what is a trade war? How do we define it?
Thanks very much. Good evening. Well, a trade war is basically when countries start to put barriers, either direct tariffs, increased charges, or restrictions on trade with another partner. So you would normally do that to put pressure economically on, in this case, the UK, to back down from putting restrictions on the protocol. One issue with trade wars is that it's very hard to put restrictions on what you buy from another country or to increase the costs of it without also doing some economic damage to yourself. So it's really a sort of a lose-lose situation if it gets to that stage.
Okay, so how do they usually start? Or let's talk about this example then, this possible example in front of us. I mean, if we were to be engaged, find ourselves engaged in a trade war with the United Kingdom, how does it begin? An announcement of the imposition of some tariffs, is it?
Yes, I think if there was any unilateral move on the British government side to walk away from the Northern Ireland Protocol or the trade agreement more generally, you would see the EU come out and announce perhaps a list of tariffs, a list of products that they would increase charges on. They'd probably give a certain amount of notice that this was going to happen. It wouldn't be, you know, wake up one morning and there's increased charges across the board. It would also probably, I think, in reality, be something that would be a gradual escalation of costs and pressures. So trade war sounds very dramatic, like it would happen overnight. You can actually see in the more extreme example of where the EU is putting sanctions on Russia that, you know, they've done it in tranches. They've built up, you know, ratcheted up the pressure. I think in the case of the UK, you would see that an initial number of products would be chosen to face restrictions or to face extra charges. And that if the issue was not resolved, if there weren't active negotiations taking place, that the range of products or the level of costs would be built up, but in a kind of a step-by-step way. There wouldn't be kind of full-blown, kind of like hard Brexit-type tariffs on everything overnight.
And the types of products they'll start with, I mean, do they start, given the importance of ultimately getting back to a point of good relations with the UK, between the UK and Europe, do they start kind of largely symbolically, do you imagine, kind of the types of tariffs that don't necessarily cause huge economic damage, but they send a signal?
I think they would be quite strategic in what products they would pick from a start. They would be sort of maybe quite luxury products, maybe quite iconic British, associated with brands that are quite iconic. There was a dispute between the UK, or sorry, between the EU and the US a number of years ago, where tariffs were put on a small number of products, but including sort of high-powered motorbikes. So basically a tariff on Harley-Davidson motorbike type stuff. So something that was quite iconic, but sort of like relatively limited in terms of the impact on individual consumers. And of course, in a situation where inflation is already very high, I think the EU would be quite careful to try and not push the tariffs on products that would like really hit the European consumer very hard, at least in the initial stages of any dispute.
Ultimately, though, the consumer suffers on both sides, I assume. Do they, if we find ourselves in some sort of protracted situation with the UK, it's hard to imagine the consumer getting off the hook. It's going to increase costs, isn't it?
It's going to increase costs. As I said, I think the initial choice of product, they would try to make it be as sort of limited as possible for goods, perhaps, for which there are sort of relatively easy substitutes available within the EU to limit the damage. But at the end of the day, trade wars or trade disputes do put costs on both sides. And that's one of the reasons to try and avoid them.
And given our exposure, I mean, within Europe, the Republic of Ireland, the 26 counties exposure to that market, would we suffer more than most?
We would probably suffer more than most, almost under any circumstances. We are one of the biggest consumers of imports from the UK as a share of our total imports. That was one of the reasons we were always going to be disproportionately impacted by Brexit, or particularly if there was no actual trade agreement signed. And that's even aside from the fact that, of course, the dispute revolves around checks in Northern Ireland with all the kind of political sensitivities that that brings. But even just on the pure economic costs, we would be one of the more exposed to any increase in costs.
I wonder what iconic British products might be first in the chopping block symbolically. What's their version of the Harley Davidson? I'm sure people at home will have a suggestion. Martina, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for explaining that so clearly for us. Martina Lawless is a research professor with the ESRI.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.